he was quite a wealthy man and had 6 or 8 thousand acres of land. It's a lake that he owned that bears his name, Lake Now.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Did you say that you had about 100 families?
Yes.
I see. 100 families and about 100 mules, right?
Yes.
About one mule,
yes.
To how many acres would you have to support that many?
They generally worked about 10 or 12. A quarter man and his wife worked about 10 or 12 acres apiece.
I see.
Together.
Uh-huh. I see. And
that was our capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the bigger the family, the more they worked.
Would you tell me how you started the store? The store we were in yesterday, would you tell me how you started that?
Well, I just built it and put the groceries and the merchandise in there and hired me a man to run it,
mm-hmm.
a bookkeeper and a clerk.
Mm-hmm. And you had your office there?
Oh, yes, the office is there. We had a vault and kept our books in at night, mm-hmm. and our surplus money if we had any.
Mentioned that big barn that you've got. What did you build that for?
I built it for the mules I had. The barn is 110 feet long and 88 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect 50 feet high in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It contained hay and different tools in the winter time with the mules. As we did away with the mules, we put machinery in this building. It's intact now.
And you mentioned the other buildings there. Would you explain what those other buildings were for?
What?
Would you explain what those other buildings were for?
Well,
they were for
different storage of hay and grain and machinery and anything that we needed it for.
Mm-hmm.
Storing cotton out of the, before we take it to the gin, we'd have a wagon load of cotton, we'd drive it in that building to keep it out of the weather.
Mm-hmm. You had a blacksmith, you had a blacksmith shop?
Oh yes, sir. We had a complete blacksmith shop. And we sharpened all the plow tools and what was necessary. It was with a forge, and they had a big anvil and sharp hammers. Sharp hammer is different from a wood hammer. And we had cold chisels and different cutting things to cut iron with. We repaired the wagon wheels and the wagon bodies and did all that work in the shop.
When you'd go to Greenwood in those days, how far was town from your place?
Well, my uncle owned the whole town except one little lot at one time. It gradually encroached on me. I have about 3,000 acres here now.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do in town that was entertainment? Did you go to town for entertainment?
Well, the place to entertainment, we used to have early picture shows, the silent picture shows is about the only big entertainment that we had. That was the first thing that I remember. Once in a while, they'd have a